what is happening now and what will happen next. Aid participants to develop routines. Routine task focuses on a sequence of actions or procedures performed at specific intervals executed in a given activity. Doing something regularly, good or bad, will allow an individual to develop habits that will become a routine. I'm Huntley Anderson. This is Beyond the Try Line. Welcome to the pitch. This is your coach speaking. You are listening to the outro to Beyond This Point, the routine task. Today's share will focus on attention to the present moment. Yes, present moment. Listen carefully to what is said, when it is said, and how it is said. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Routines first must be in a structured or systematic way through which we can focus or develop habits that targets development. We must be defined by measuring sticks or routines of excellence. As you listen to this commentary, please revisit the following questions. Are you recording statistics for sessions or games to provide participants a better experience? How can we as guardians or caretakers aid programs and participants to become rugby ready as they prepare to train or train to compete? What can we as guardians and caretakers incorporate in our practice to aid participants in conditioning with a rugby-specific focus? And what conditioning routines you can create for participants to monitor progress of fitness across a session or season? Think gains, recovery, and rehabilitation. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. From the questions posed, what I would like to have happen is a reflective review on how to establish routines or a set of tasks that will aid us as guardians or caretakers to bring in practices and or programs into the 21st century of habits that will guide our actions in the early stages of our programs that can be assessed and re-evaluated based on data collected from our context. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Our routine frameworks should target practice, physical, or repetition intensity with actions for referral and reflection. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Practice physical is where the routines begins with the practice, whether intentional or unintentional. The task by which will drive your habit should be a routine. Same way you start, same way you progress, same way you end. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Let's do this, listeners. I want for you to develop one activity that involves conditioning or preparing your mind to participate in the first 10 minutes of your session. This activity should target safety, focus, playing the game, while incorporating tasks to elevate your heart rate and tend to your psychomotor skills at the same time. Target low, moderate, and intensity with 90 seconds break between each of the intensities within the activities. Use the activity as a starting point for your sessions going forward. While you record that aspect of your session and adjust the activity as you engage over the season, use this activity as a part of your sessions or game preparation going forward. Record the data for the 10 minutes and use it to adjust the activities as you progress over your program cycle. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Repetition intensity. Create another activity that will become a common part of your warm-up or your session blocks that forces you to be rugby-specific or tend to rugby-specific movements that you will do 3 times within 3-minute intervals. You may always increase the time or the activities based on your cognitive ability, skill competency, or fitness level. The activity should positively reinforce rugby movements, whether through walking, jogging, or running, with a target on key factor focus, whether it is individual or unit skills preparation. Just ensure that you're focusing on one thing at a time. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Example 1, handling. Focus on passing from left or passing from right. Example 2, tackling. Focus on side-on tackle, the approach, alignment, contact, or conversion. Do not complex the activity. Keep it short and game-based with a focus on best practices. You want to be technical but not too technical as you progress through the session. Try to record it and make reference to it from short clips in the future, outlining your routine or your habits. Adjust those accordingly or use cues in order to recalibrate or recover from errors. Re-record that aspect and trace what your routine is. This is to create a shared experience of establishing good routines, whether it is individual or unit. Examine that individually or examine that as a group and allow for individuals to pick out their routines. These routines must be broken down into tasks and consistency of execution in the routine, identifying specific elements. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Example, handling. We are examining passing, the load, the execution, the follow-through, or the finish. This will allow us, coach or player, to examine the elements of each, whether it is the hands, the shoulders, the hip, the feet, or what is the routine that we would be using to catch, hands on the ball, execution, wrist, fingers, follow through, and the finish. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. At this moment, listeners, trace your routines that you foster in sessions or what routines you develop for a pass, whether it is a good pass or a bad pass. Write down what are the elements of your execution broken down in the above example, focusing on key factors. And the final thing that I would want to ask you, as you reflect, what recovery routine do you have after a bad pass? How do you coach or play to recalibrate the next pass? Just something for you to think about. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Moving forward, target routines within your warm-ups or your tasks that will allow individuals to track and trace their progress, that will be assessed by gains, recovery, and even rehabilitation in every situation, especially in error situations. Again, what are the elements of those routines? Record it, review it, and tweak it to become better in distributing a task or executing a task. Let's develop routines in our habits from the start of our program cycle in a deliberate way. Even if these routines may take time to develop, continue to press through, as these routines will allow for us the opportunity to re-examine from time to time what is the best practice of execution, and it will form the basis for informed development. Know what is happening now and what will happen next. Focus on your routine task creation time, or routine execution, and understand what accessories may be needed to aid you, the individual, or your programs in developing respective routines, whether it is individual or unit routine tasks. Thanks again for joining us on another episode of Beyond the Try Line.